Lee Vermeer with Farmers National Company here at the Ag at the Crossroads Conference in Lincoln. Lee, you talked about land, farmland sales and prices this morning. Talked about cash rents, leases. Let's talk about land first of all. And you indicated that we're seeing more land coming out of the market this fall than maybe we have for a while, and that maybe possible changes in tax policy might be driving some of that.
Yeah, right now we're seeing that being a significant part of the market because I'd say probably over 50% of the sales that we're doing right now, the people that are calling and wanting to sell their land are saying to us that they want it sold and they want it closed before the end of the year because of the pending potential for tax law changes come January 1. They want to lock in these current capital gains rates because if they don't and the Congress does nothing, then we know we're going to be looking at capital gains taxes over at 50% higher than they are right now. So
it's more sold out than people thinking maybe this market's nearing a top? Or
that's part of it as well. They're comfortable selling because we've got very strong prices. We're at record levels. So they don't have to think that they're going to take a lesser price. The market's very strong. There's a lot of competition out there. There's still more buyers than sellers, so they can feel comfortable that they're going to get a good price and be able to take, like I said, advantage of current tax situations.
So demand, you don't see any let-up in the demand going forward here?
No, we really haven't really anywhere that we work, and we work through most of the Midwest. There's still more buyers than sellers out there. In just about every area where we work. So demand is strong from both predominantly from farmers. There's still some investors out there buying farmland as well, but the strongest market is still coming from the local community and the local farmers. I think we're going to continue at these levels primarily because we've got real strong commodity prices that, you know, until we get a handle on what next year's crop is going to be, we know that we are in a very tight supply situation. So it looks like the commodity prices are going to hold pretty strong at these levels well into next year's crop. So I look for the land market to do so as well. And you know, the interest rates have not given any indication that they're going to be going up. So there's really not a lot of things that could impact the market negatively in the next at least 6 to 12 months that I can see.
You also talked about Red River Valley in North Dakota and some farmland sales up there have doubled in the past year, price-wise. And what are the hot spots in the country right now?
Well, some of the fringe areas, when I say fringe areas, they're outside of the core of the Midwest, the Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. But you mentioned North Dakota is definitely a part of it. We've seen some really major increases, major jumps in land values up there in the last year. But part of that is that they had very good crops up there, where the rest of the Corn Belt was impacted with the drought significantly. They got some good rains up there. You know, there are some areas up there that had 180 bushel corn up there in North Dakota. So some very strong profits up there as well. With these high commodity prices, so that factored in with the overall demand, saw some very, very strong prices and increases up there.
How significant are the mineral rights in driving the land bidding in some areas? Or
it's definitely a factor in some areas, but it's typically in the areas that we've always known about, you know, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, where there's always been oil production. The new areas, we're talking about North Dakota, most of those, that oil and gas production is coming from western part of the state up there. So that's really not highly productive farmland areas, but it, you know, there's a lot of money coming up into that area as well. So some of that could be shifting over to the eastern part of the state where people are looking to invest in some of that farmland as well. Other areas are, you know, Ohio, Pennsylvania, some of those areas where there's new gas production. So wherever you have a lot of new money coming into an area, definitely that's going to be a factor. But, you know, generally most of the land value for agriculture and for farmland goes back to its productivity and the actual profit potential for the land.
Now, you mentioned, of course, that the rents, cash rents, or farmland rental prices have lagged behind the increases in the farmland values. You see them catching up at any point, or is that just the way it goes?
I think that's been pretty consistent over the last few years. You know, cash rents obviously have gone up in most all of the areas across the Midwest, but they really, on a percentage basis, have not gone up as much as land values in a lot of these areas. And I think we're seeing that really continuing into next year. We're seeing cash rents going up some, you know, maybe 5-10% in some areas, whereas we're seeing land values continue to go up. You know, in some areas, I think we're going to see 20% increases again this year. So they continue to go up, but not as fast as the land values themselves.
Trends in rents and leases. So what's going on there?
They continue to go up with the profitability that we've seen with these high commodity prices. You know, in some of the areas where we've had really significant drought, there's, I think, I would say most of those areas are probably holding steady. In areas where they caught some good rains and had some good yields this year, we've seen some increases in rents. So so I would call them steady to higher for next year.
And as far as the types of rental options, are you seeing some trends there?
There's always been a lot of interest in cash rents, and that comes from both sides of the equation, both from farmers and from the landowners, and that continues to increase, and I think it will continue to increase. We're seeing more interest in custom farming from some of our landowners just because of the potential profits that we've seen over the last few years from being able to realize the potential from the sale of the entire crop. So we're seeing more interest in that. You know, both the custom farming and the cash rents continue to increase. The share leases are the ones that I think is decreasing.
Okay, and finally, you talked about the fact that over half the farmland is what's the term you use, absentee ownership, or the folks don't live on the farm. But do you see that trend changing at all?
It's steadily been increasing over the last 20 years. You know, probably 20 years ago, it was less than 50%. Now it's a little over 50%. I think that will continue just because we have so much turnover. It's going to that next generation. We have fewer farmers out there, the farmers that are retiring and leaving the farm. You know, then they were a farmer, but then they become an absentee landowner. So some of that is happening as well. So I think that will continue to increase. It's not going to be any major jumps, but it's just going to be a steady increase like we've seen in the past.